Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If it keeps snowing, should the Tar Heels trek over to Cameron? This is Archansky with Tuesday's Sports Notebook. Seeing all those empty seats that the snowstorm caused at Virginia last night made me think that maybe a second straight season of snow and ice here might be good for Carolina when it plays at Duke Wednesday. Sure, the crazies will be there, those dumb cops who have been camping out for 2 months in Tent City. But maybe the fat cats in the theater seats will stay home and watch on TV, especially since Dickie V will miss his first Duke-UNC game since he had hair. Remember what happened last year? We're coming, we're coming, we're coming, the Dukie said all day long. Then the governor told everyone to stay off the roads, and UNC said anyone who could walk to the game was welcome. All of a sudden, the Dukie said, we ain't coming. Now, do I think they really wanted to play that game no matter who would be in the Smith Center that night? Maybe not then, but certainly after the Tar Heels beat them 8 days later, I would say they should have come the first time. The problem was in the planning. Duke said the snowstorm that crippled the Triangle changed the Blue Devil schedule to come earlier. Not very smart for a bunch of smarties. First of all, earlier meant the roads were still jammed with people who, beginning between 2 and 3 o'clock, were all trying to get somewhere. And the bus that was supposed to take the team from Cameron to Chapel Hill hadn't shown up because it was stuck on the interstate. The plan should have been to come later, not earlier. Leaving at 7 or 7:30, the Dukies would have found snowy roads but clear sailing. And if the bus still hadn't gotten there, the players could have tweeted out that they needed 6 four-wheel vehicles in front of Cameron. Drivers get to sit behind the Duke bench. They would have had 16 luxury four-wheels to choose from. So if it's snowy and icy Wednesday afternoon, I'm sure Roy Williams and the athletic department have a definite plan B. In fact, the worse the weather, the worse they will want to play the game because it could be a half-empty Cameron. And Duke doesn't have enough students to fill up the 6,000 seats up top, or at least enough students who care. In fact, more Tar Heels will try to get into the game if they learn there are tickets to be had outside. So that should be the plan. If it turns to ice and snow, go, Tar Heels, go. This is Archansky. See ya.